Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every Thursday, hanging out with you 4 to 7 p.m., then we'll hand things over to Thursday Night Football. The action will get underway as the Raiders are at the visiting the Denver Broncos for that matchup, an AFC West showdown there. We're getting ready for NFC South taking place. Carolina Panthers have won. They're 5-4. The Saints 1-8 visiting over there, but we know these divisional matchups, they always little something funny seems to happen all the time in them.
Yeah, you know, Bob and I were talking about this off the air that Monday that, you know, you think about it throughout the years when Sean Payton was here, you know, he had overwhelming success against the Falcons, overwhelming success against the Bucs, where he was right around 500, Panthers.
A little thorn in the side, right.
Yeah, and we had Drew Brees on, what was it, a couple weeks back before he started doing quarterback to quarterback. And, you know, ask him about Luke Kuechly. And remember he said, best football player I've ever played against.
Right.
And he would call back the plays to us. And I was like, what? You got to be kidding. But he could see by the formation, he knew exactly how we were going to kind of line up. And now, you know, for a team that's got difficulties in stopping the run, look what the Panthers do best. They run the football. What a great success story Rico Dowdle has been. They got him from the Cowboys. They thought he would be their number two back. What, Chuba Hubbard would be the guy. And then Hubbard gets hurt. And Jonathan Brooks, Charlie and I talked about him so much when he came out of University of Texas. He gets hurt with an ACL for a second time.
Brutal.
And then now, Rico Dowdle, hey, give me the ball. I got it. And while we were talking about something else, charity-wise, with Jen Hale, I remember her telling me that they timed it just right, that she had talked to the head coach, Dave Canales, and he was like, we're just going to run the ball in the second half. And she says, you know, I can't see it because my back is turned. And I turn around, they handed the ball to Rico Dowdle. He's 30 yards downfield, first play. And it was like, Mike, we couldn't have timed it better than that. I mean, that was set up just right. But goes to show how well they can run the ball. And I heard Dan Morgan say this in the offseason, that we looked at success offensively in the NFC South and how those teams were built. And this is why we have some of the setup we have. They spent a lot of money in the offseason a year ago on the two guards. What were the Saints known for years?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
With Sean Payton and Drew Brees, to have that interior play that was really good. They had used the first round pick on an offensive tackle. Now they've got, you know, Leggett who's a second-round pick. I think he was the first pick in round two. And then Tez McMillan, who, you know, we've talked about so much in the offseason before he got picked in round one. One pick before the Saints made the selection of Kelvin Banks Jr. Yeah. I still think they would have went with Banks Jr., even if Tez would have been there.
He was on a lot of mock drafts initially for the Saints.
Exactly. And I think a little of that was some teams really, really liked him, and other teams were, not so sure. But, hey, look, you ain't trying to win the presidential race. This ain't about the electoral votes. It's about one team saying, he's my guy.
You got it.
And that's what the Panthers did. Now, defensively, that's where they have some issues. If the Saints were good on offense, which they're not, you could take advantage of. Because I don't think the Panthers are very good on the defensive side of the football, to be honest with you. I think really their strength is their offensive line running the football, and they set things up play action for Bryce.
I hear the music playing us out, Mike. We're going to take a break here on Sports Talk. Weekend kickoff edition at the Treasure Chest Casino. Be right back after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We talked a little bit about Saints-Panthers in the first segment. Now we're going to dip into a little college football talk before we get to defensive line coach Pete Jenkins in the next segment. But, Mike, we had an issued statement for first words from Brian Kelly after he was let go by LSU, and also some a coaching vacancy has been filled with Arkansas.
Yeah, earlier this morning, Tyrone Billy Johnson broke that story that Ryan Silverfield, The head coach at Memphis had called a team meeting at 7 p.m. to tell the Memphis team and the staff he will be accepting the Arkansas job at season's end. He will coach through the end of the year. Boosters made a strong push after Memphis's win against USF. They're reporting that it looks to be a five-year deal. And Ross Dallinger, who's always on top of these coaching changes, he is kind of confirming that people that he talked to close to the scene is saying that Silverfield's deal is loaded with incentives. Contract includes bonuses for January bowl games, SEC title game, CFP appearances, and also the leadership at Arkansas has promised Ryan Silverfield increased NIL and recruiting budget money. Here's the thing. Tomorrow night, Memphis plays Tulane.
Right.
Man, how does your team to react to that? Now, normally it's not good when you have a situation like that. And it's a tricky deal that you're going to accept the job and you're going to continue to coach throughout the end of the year.
Awkward.
That is a little awkward, but this is why you make these changes sort of early. I understand Arkansas's point in this, that you've got it set up for early recruiting, which I think is in mid-December, and then you have that one-time transfer portal, which is in January. Arkansas now striking first,
yeah,
going after Ryan Silverfield. Looks as though the deal is done. They'll have a team meeting tonight so he can officially, because everybody got, you know, a cell phone today, they can see that on there, that the team will be informed. That looks as though Silverfield is going to take that deal, and it's going to be the new head coach at the University of Arkansas. Man, that's not a far drive. That's all I know, from Fayetteville to Memphis, Memphis to Fayetteville.
That's not too bad, right?
No, you can get that U-Haul, bring all your stuff in there pretty quick. Within a day, you got it all rolled up. So, but it's interesting is how Memphis is going to react to that, the football team.
Right, we're going to see it up close and personal since they're playing Tulane.
You know, because last week, you know, you had a lot of people say, oh, Tulane was distracted. All that talk about John Summerall. What the hell? Man, this is a distraction. talk is one thing, but this is sort of action. And we'll get confirmation of that tonight. But Ross Dallinger, who's pretty tied into these sort of deals, is saying that, man, the deal is loaded. Let's see if he can get the Arkansas Razorbacks back on track. Steve, this is long ago. I was just a kid, so I know you weren't even born yet. But, man, Frank Broyles, he had it rolling at Arkansas. And I remember they played for the national title against Texas, and Texas ended up scoring late, and they ended up beating them. And then President Nixon, they said, Texas, number one team in the country, Penn State, y'all undefeated, I'm going to give y'all a plaque. Man, Joe Paterno he never forgave Nixon for that. What? You can take that plaque and stick it up where the sun don't shine. Man, what? They didn't have none of this playoff stuff like they do today. Man, Joe Paul never forgot that. Never forgot that at all. But Ryan Silverfield's done a really good job at Memphis now. Looks to be he is going to be the head coach at University of Arkansas. And I know one thing, a guy by the name of Jerry Jones got a lot to do with that money rolling in over there.
Yeah, it's been a while since that program's been successful.
Yeah, they had a run for a little while with their old coach who's there now as the interim coach. They had a nice run. He got himself in a little bit of trouble on the motorcycle, to speak.
And is now infamous.
Yeah, and you know, how can you not like Sam Pittman? How can you not like him? Man, he's such a good dude in life, but he couldn't win. It don't matter if you're a nice guy or not.
Yeah.
It matters if you win. And they told him, good luck, Sam, but you got to do this somewhere else. And so Ryan Satterfield looks as though he is going to be the next guy at Arkansas. And it's the first domino to drop. First one to hit. We'll see what else happens. Because if one school does it, somebody else is going to say, man, if they did it, let's hurry up and let's do our deal.
We got to stay ahead of the curve, right?
Way ahead, because there's not enough coaches now. And wait, they still got, we just seen the top of Mount Everest. Wait till the season ends and they pink slip a number of other coaches, they're not going to be there next year. And, man, you're talking about a readjustment of staff, family, everything. Man, I got coaches I've known really well and talking about, man, how tough it is. You get fired in December. You know, it's a joyous season because of the holidays and everything. And then you got to move. You got to find you another job.
Right.
I'm not talking about no head coach, because head coach, he got enough money. He can work around it a little bit. Assistant coaches is a different story.
We're going to get more into coaching and what it's like in college life. Talking to Pete Jenkins after the break here on WWL. Taking a break. Weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. We'll be right back. Stay tuned on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back in, folks. We're here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettelier. Happy to welcome in now to the radio huddle renowned defensive line coach Pete Jenkins here. Pete, thank you so much for the time. How you been doing today?
Very good, Steve. Very good. Thank you for asking.
Coach, what's going on, man? Listen, you're getting back into coaching or what? Everybody else is either getting hired or fired. So tell me about it, Coach.
I tell you, nobody has offered me a job in the last few days, to be honest.
Coach, what I wanted to ask you about was the pressures to coach at LSU. And you've coached a lot of other places. But, man, LSU is a bit unique in that category. Of, okay, for some spots, you know, you win 8 or 9 games. Okay, man, we happy. Not no more. You better get into the top 12. And, you know, eventually it'll expand to 16. But the pressures to coach from your standpoint, because you've been there before, and trying to get into a national championship type format, the bar's now really been raised. And, Coach, we on land that's never been walked on before.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mike, I'm sitting here thinking, listening to you, thinking about your question. And let me say this to you. You know, I really have I've worked at a lot of places, as you know. I think five or six SEC schools. You know, and they're all pretty unique. They have their own pluses and they have their own problems and so forth and so on. And, you know, I never have discussed this with you, but I was fortunate enough. You know, my dream was to work at LSU, period, okay? And, I mean, I grew up dreaming that I could work at LSU, all right? I actually worked at LSU for six different head coaches. And I know that's an NCAA record. It's just one that nobody gives a damn about. You know what I mean? Six guys at LSU. Okay. So here's the thing. You know, I can remember when they used to be on, the fans would be on Coach Mack because he couldn't beat Coach Bryant. And, you know, hell, a lot of people couldn't beat Coach Bryant. You know, I mean, he wasn't. That didn't set Coach Mack apart a great deal because he couldn't beat Coach Bryant. There was a lot of people who had that same problem. I think the pressures are tremendous, okay? And at LSU, I found that the plus is, here's the plus, Mike. The fans, the people who love LSU, I think they are tremendous. And I, you know, I love coaching there. The fans were just terrific. And they were awful nice to me over the years. I think they are more in love with their team than any place else I've ever worked. And that's the good side of the coin. The bad side of the coin is the expectation level that they have for you is extremely high and brings a lot of pressure to the coaching staff and the head coach and everybody associated with the program. I love the passion at LSU. I hated the disappointment that they had and we bought them when we lost a game. I hated losing games at LSU. But they all got pressure, Mike, as you know. And I think the playoffs have changed a lot. You know, we used to strive to get in a bowl game. But now, you know, if you get in a bowl game, Coach Saban told me one time, you know, if we don't make the playoffs here at Alabama, in the eyes of the fans, the season's over. And it used to be a bowl game would be something really to shoot for. But now, if you don't get in the playoffs, it's really changed. And it's changed the value of the bowl games. And it's really added the pressure to the coaching staff.
Coach, you've coached six different coaches, as you brought up, at LSU. And at the end, you know, your final stop at LSU, you got that phone call from Brian Kelly, who – I remember at that time you told me I never talked to him before. But you and Coach Kelly had a good relationship there. I mean, there's been a lot of talk, certainly over the past couple of weeks since Coach Kelly got fired, was that maybe he was detached from the team and that he coached from the ivory towers and that it wasn't a good relationship between him and assistant coaches and coaches. As somebody that's been on that staff, that's not what I sort of got from you in your relationship with Coach Kelly.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm so glad you asked that question. I really am. Let me tell you, you know, I actually text with him today with Coach Kelly. We exchanged the text. Let me tell you, nobody, Mike, could have ever treated me better than he did. He was great to me, and I will always be appreciative of his, you know, the kindness that he had for me. So, here's the thing. I keep reading these things, and I promise you, it really concerns me, Mike, some of the things that people are saying about him now that he's gone. So I read this one article the other day, and I don't give any credibility to anything if people won't sign their name to it. Hell, if it's good enough to write and you got enough information, sign your name to it. They said that he didn't even know the players' names. Okay? Well, to be honest with you, I didn't find that to be true. I mean, not at all. I didn't find that to be true. And I have a friend, and you know who he is. I had two guys on the staff. One of them left. I have a guy on the staff now. And I speak with him, and I ask him, I said, look, did Coach Kelly not come to practice? Because I read that. Or leave early or come late to practice? And I said, in 2023, I never saw that. And he said, well, I never saw it in 2024, and I haven't seen it in 2025. You know, I don't know. And I heard he was drinking wine in his office, on the job, during working hours, all that. And I said, I asked my friend also, I said, I never had any inclination of that when I was there in 2023. And he said, I've never had any inclination of that in 2024 and 2025. So I don't know, Mike. I think it's very sad. All the things. That's just a few of the things that I have read about him. I know you know all those things that people are saying. And one of the articles said insiders say he didn't even know the dang team by their names or the individuals on the team by their names. I don't know who the insider is. I mean, like I say, you identified as an insider. What the hell is your name? If it's all that true and everything, sign your damn name to it. I never found him to be that way. Now, let me say this one. I have to be very careful, okay? Because when I worked with and coached with guys who played for Coach Bryant, okay, I've heard it so many times. They would say this to me and to others. Coach Bryant would have never done that. Coach Bryant would have never let that happen. Coach Bryant would have never done it that way. Well, here's my point in telling you that, Mike. They were all so in love with Coach Bryant and believed in they believed he could walk on water. Okay? I noticed that as I would work with them over the years. So when I went to work for Coach Saban, I have to be very careful not to judge everything by the way Coach Saban did things. I truly believe in what I saw him do. And of course, the stats would prove that he was pretty effective at the things he did. Coach Kelly was as different as Coach Saban is night and day. But I didn't know that he'd won over 300 games as a college head football coach. So he's been doing something right, Mike.
And, Coach, we saw this before, and that was toward the end with Coach Ogeron. That were things written and said about Coach O that I knew wasn't quite true. But I think maybe somebody said it to sort of grease the skids even more. They didn't have to make up anything. You ain't winning, okay? And so you didn't have to do all that.
No.
But everybody's got, and I think people would like to hear this from you, everybody's got a different coaching style and how players react to it. And I will say this, people change in life and thinking, okay, I've done it this way all these years. I'm not going to change. You better change to how maybe society is and how we, you know, kind of communicate with younger players today.
No, I think that's a great point, Mike. One of the things they used to say about Coach Bryant is Coach Bryant won with all white players. Coach Bryant won with little bitty small guys. Coach Bryant then won when black players came along, and he had an integrated squad. He won when he threw the ball. He won when he ran the ball. You know, that's what you're saying. I think you have to adapt to the generation that you're coaching. You know, look, I did it 53 years, Mike. You know I've had to do some adjustments. I think if you can't do that, you fall behind. One of the things Coach Saban always did so great, he was such a tremendous communicator. I would sit in the meeting room and I would listen and I'd watch him. And I would think to myself, everybody in this room, it don't matter who they are, no matter what their background is, they understand what he's saying because he communicates so well. Now, I thought Paul Dietzel, who I work for at South Carolina, sometimes I thought Coach Dietzel said things so eloquently, it wasn't a good thing, to be honest with you. I had to kind of really listen carefully to understand. And sometimes kids really didn't understand exactly what Coach – he was a smart guy. I mean, very, very intelligent and great man. But sometimes I thought he said things to them and talked over their head. He told a kid, I had a kid that really went to Alabama, and he was really great, played with Green Bay. I was recruiting him at South Carolina. We were sitting in Coach Dietzel's office on his recruiting visit, and Coach Dietzel said, look, if you don't fully intend to go to 4 bowl games, don't come to South Carolina. And I heard him say it. I knew what he was saying. Okay, so as the day wore on, I saw the kid's interest kind of dwelling. And I said to him, I said, you seem to not be quite as interested as you were when we got here this morning and till lunchtime. Or what? Is something, are you okay? Is something wrong? And he looked at me, he said, well, Coach Dietzel don't want me to come here. I said, what? He said, Coach Dietzel said he didn't want me to come here. I said, no, wait a minute. Let me explain to you what he said. He was saying, I hope you fully intend to go to 4 consecutive bowl games, or if you don't come to South Carolina. Okay. My point to you is, Coach Kelly is an intelligent speaking guy, and I think sometimes – He might have been misunderstood a little bit, or the meaning of in what he was saying might have been misunderstood a little bit. But a good man, Mike, and the guy was, I thought his heart was in the right place. I really did. And I know this. I asked Kevin Peoples, DeVos, my source. I asked him, I said, was he engaged? And he said, I thought he was more engaged in 2025 than he was 2024. So I don't know, Mike. I got different feelings about it. There's no question that the pressure exists at LSU. It exists. And again, the good part of that, on the good side of the coin, is how much the fans love and appreciate their team. The bad part is, if you don't do good, you know, it ain't much fun. And they are not very happy with you when you don't win games. I've been talking too much, Mike.
No. You said it well. Coach, one of the craziest things I've heard from a college player, and I think you know where I'm going with this. He didn't live that far away from me, and I've known him since he was probably in the 8th grade, and it was Mason Smith. And so we were talking about LSU, and he decides to come out early for the draft, and that was his choice. Nobody forced him to do it. And I think some of that had to do with the fact he didn't know who the defensive line coach would be either. They didn't have a decision from Coach Davis yet, and if he'd be there. But I said, did anybody really get on you at LSU? And he looked at me and he said, one guy, Mr. Mike. I was like, one guy? He's like, one. I was like, who are you talking about? He said, Coach Jenkins. And nobody else ever told me anything. And I'm like, wait a minute, you spent 3 years there. He was like, Mr. Mike, I'm just telling you, I spent 3 years there, but nobody ever told you. And he said, you know why? I think they were always scared I would leave and go to another school. So they didn't tell me anything. They didn't jump me. Now, he said, now, Coach Jenkins didn't have that problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, I am very fancy. I mean, what you see is what you get. You know what I mean? Somebody asked me one time. They asked me, Mike, they said, do you coach in pro ball like you coached in college ball? I said, well, hell, I ain't got but one way to coach. I mean, I said, I don't have a college coaching deal and a pro coaching deal. Yeah, I coach it exactly like but let me tell you, it's all about football, man. When there's nothing personally involved in it. And I'm sure Mason knew that. I mean, he wasn't doing things right. I hold him accountable to doing right. And I wasn't going to change that in those 53 years of coaching. I was not going to change that, Mike. I think that's the way it ought to be. And I think the players, if they don't appreciate it in that moment, they appreciate it later in life.
Coach, he did tell me one thing. He said, I don't think Coach Jenkins knows how much I appreciated him at LSU.
Yeah.
Because he said, you know, he could have been like the rest of the guys. It wasn't a long-term deal for Coach Jenkins. It wasn't like he was going to be here 3 years. But he said, you know, when he was telling me something or got on me, I knew it was to make me a better player. I mean, Coach, that's as good a compliment as you'll ever get as a coach.
Yes, and that means an awful lot to me because, I think if you go back 53 years, it's been that way since I coached that junior high, that B team the first year I coached. You know, and I'm a competitor, Mike, and I want us to do it to the very best. I just wrote a thing. I'm doing a talk in North Carolina in December. And I just wrote a thing on my computer, on the screen thing. You know, everybody who comes into my room, if there's 15 of them sitting there, I want each one of them, I want to help each one of them to be the very best that they can be. And you come down there and broadcast from Thibodeau sometimes. You know, I really care about those guys. And I don't hire anything coach to coach down there. I don't hire anybody who don't care. If they don't care, I don't hire them back. You know, I think teachers ought to be that way. Coaches ought to be that way. I think I want to help people be, and everybody has limitations, but I want them to be as good as I can possibly help them be. Does that make sense, Mike?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Coach.
Best in the biz, Pete Jenkins, D-line coach. Man, thanks so much for the time. Always love hearing your stories.
Hey, Pete, when you get that next job, give me a call.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
That was Pete Jenkins here on WWL. Weekend kickoff of the Treasure Chest Casino rolling on. Taking the break. Be back with more right after this on WWL, folks. Want to remind all you high school football fans, get ready for week 10 of WWL's Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup. Join Ian Ozan and Coach Lou Valden tomorrow night, 7 p.m., live from the Shrine on Airline at the John Curtis St. All game. They're also going to feature reporters from all the other action, Bonneville at Riverside, St. Paul's at Covington, St. Amant at Denham Springs, Slidell and North Shore. Meet Jules Sumner. Get ready for Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, most comprehensive high school football show in America. That's presented by Acadian Companies and Dr. Pepper tomorrow night, 7 to 10:30 on WWL. Coming up, top of the hour news break, folks. Then we'll get back more into sports talk, our weekend kickoff edition. I'll get it out, folks, here at this Treasure Chest Casino. Who dat?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.